This is Tim and Liz.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And our second guests of the day are here, and they are Carousel. Hello, Carousel.
Hello.
Oh, there's loads of you. This is your very first stop on your tour. You left home this morning, and this is the first place you've come to.
2 hours ago, we left.
2 hours ago. And home is Southend, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So not too far away from Cambridge, really. So you're starting fairly local and then moving on further up the country. We'll come to your tour dates in a bit. You're all primed and ready, so we'll get you to do a live song, and then we'll talk to you properly. So what are you going to do for us?
We're going to do a song called Smile Away From Something.
Okay, all right. Rennie, ready? Take it away.
Sleeping like a baby, but you're grown up now. 26 years old and your feet have been found. Many distant melodies creep around your house. Your family in the walls, you worry. Pasty sleep in my eyes. 22 years in, and I found my alibi. This one distant melody shrivels up and dies, leaves me helpless on the floor. My worry crying out for more. Just a smile away from something. Ah, 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 ah. Lonely in my beach house, blue and white, 60 ceiling tiles that should be the sky. Yesterday your melody tangled up with mine. I'm burning down the line, I'm running out of time. Wish I had wings to fly away. Just a smile away from something. Ah, 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 ah. A smile away from something. Ah, 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 ah.
From something.
Beautiful. Finished? Great. That was Carousel on the Cambridge 105 Radio. And if you like the sound of that, the reason why they're in Cambridge is because they are playing at the Portland Arms tonight. And it's the first day on their UK tour. Is it the first time you've been on tour, or have you been around the UK before?
We were lucky enough to go on tour with a band from Texas at the start of this year in January called the Oh Hellos, who are a really big kind of folk rock band. That we really liked. We were really lucky to go out with them, but only for 4 dates.
Right.
So some of us have toured before, some of us haven't toured before. But this is the first tour of our own. It's our first headline string of dates. So yeah, we're really excited to be here.
So today is a particularly exciting day because this is the start of of this tour. Definitely. And it's an 8-date tour and it takes you all around the country. You're going to Brighton, London, Manchester, Birmingham, Exeter, crikey, Bristol. Yeah. That's, quite a long way. Have you played in those places before or...?
Yeah, some of those. We did 4 of those dates with the Oh Hellos back at the start of the year. And some of them, like Cambridge, was just a bit of an experiment and seeing what the arts are like in different cities. And we also played Cambridge Folk Festival, so we're really excited to be back in Cambridge.
So that's how we know you, because you sent your music in before the Folk Festival and you came and did a session for us at the Folk Festival backstage. I can highly recommend if you want to go along and see Carousel tonight at the Portland Arms. So tell me a bit about, let's introduce each of you first, your names, and we'll go from there. So let's start that way and go around.
So my name's Toby.
I'm Chris.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Tom.
Great, and I'll probably forget all those names again in a minute. So how long have you been a band for as Carousel?
About 3 years now.
Yeah, about 3 years now.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that long, does it?
Yeah.
Time flies.
I've been doing this for 3 years, crikey.
and how did it start? Was there somebody that instigated and got you all together, or?
Yeah. It kind of started as myself and Tom. We were in a duo, and we kind of felt that it needed a bit more, and it needed something extra, and we couldn't quite put our finger on it. And we had a bit of a band rehearsal in our lounge, and we were born. We got the harmonies down with the. With the three-part harmonies, but...
Myself, Sarah and Chris have all known each other for quite a few years, but we all actually had our own kind of separate solo projects. We would write our own stuff and kind of get out there and try and do it, but the sort of general consensus is it's so difficult to be a soloist. You've got no... You know, it's so hard to pay for things.
Yeah.
And just us coming together as a group, not only with our voices and musical ability together, but also us banding together for ideas and... direction and what we should do, what we should try and get, and what gigs we should try and go for.
Yeah.
All those sort of things become a lot easier when there's a group of you involved. Gives you a lot more sort of confidence in what you're doing because you're all in the same boat together.
Yeah.
It's quite nice because we all come from very different musical backgrounds as well, and that comes into ideas of where we're performing, what we're playing, and how we write and go about things, and it becomes a nice surprise for all of us when we end up doing these things, because it will, there will be our own ideas, but then with someone else's little input as well, and it will become something magic for everybody.
So what sort of musical backgrounds do you come from? You say different, didn't we? How different are they?
So
Very different.
I mean, I've spent most of my life loving folk music and traditional music and country music, but I like most genres, but those are the two I've kind of grown up in, whereas...
Tom was in a metal band.
I used to play in quite a heavy band when I was about 18, 19. I've always liked different music, but I came from sort of like a blues guitar, like electric guitar background. But I love all sorts of stuff. Stuff that makes your ears bleed.
Yeah.
Stuff that it's the opposite.
Okay.
I've only ever really sung pop and like really acoustic sad songs. That's my kind of forte.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always listened to a wide variety of music, but more like kind of singer-songwriter-y stuff to start with, but then since being in the band and doing other things, I've listened to, it's kind of expanded my horizons. I've listened to a load more sort of different stuff now.
Who do you, if you were to say to somebody that never heard you before, the sorts of artists that you take to inspire your music as Carousel, who would you say?
I think that the ones, if we were really honest, the ones that I think inspire us a lot aren't that well known, generally. But I think if we were to say, for Joe Bloggs to understand sort of what we do, I always compare us to sort of the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, with the harmonies and the Americana kind of rock, country, folky, along those lines. Because that's what obviously people know, but we listen to like singer-songwriters from America mainly, like Brandy Carlisle, Glenn Hansard, who's not American, but he's Irish. So a lot of our influences are kind of a little bit more underground, but there are people who sort of are a little bit more forefront now in as country music and things are getting more popular, like Chris Stapleton, we really like. Just looking on your list of songs there, there's no one on your list that I can see.
Are you not inspired by Liam Payne and Rita Ora? What? But you're right, there is an increasing popularity with sort of country folk music in this country. As it used to be, particularly country music, used to be very much, you know, people used to think it was just American. But there are lots of artists that come over here, you know, people like the Shires, for example, Ward Thomas, a lot of people that played at the Folk Festival are more in that genre now. It's not just a, you know, country music isn't, it's not, it's not. You can like country music, it's changed, isn't it? It's not what you think it might be if you were quite close-minded in that sense, I guess.
It's had that kind of stereotype about it for years, and the same with folk music. You know, when you say folk music, the first image that comes into people's minds is, you know, three men with beards and jumping around a campfire. You know, and it's a bit more sophisticated and subtle than that nowadays.
But you mentioned, so maybe to some uneducated person, folk music would be performed by older people. You guys are obviously much on the younger end of the spectrum. Is that something that you find, that people find refreshing about you, is that, you know, they see you four and they you don't get out electric guitars and start thrashing out indie rock. You're doing, you know, acoustic folk pop stuff.
I think the reason people like us is because we are kind of doing that. We've got electric guitars and we've got other, and we're trying to put the two things together so that it brings in the best elements of both, you know, from a world that people already know and appreciate, and then from a world that people don't know quite as well, we're bringing the best bits of that. And I think that's what makes us a bit more unique, is that the two things are coming together and it's a mash of different genres.
Yeah. So you've been a band for 3 years or so. You obviously got the opportunity to play the Folk Festival. What other things have you done in the last few years that stand out to you as highlights in terms of, can be gigs or whatever experience you've had as a band?
So really, the kind of better gigs, that sort of thing, has only really started to come in this year. And the reason for that was that we were actually a band for 18 months before we went out and played a gig.
Yep.
We were writing songs and kind of working out how it would work. Especially with the vocals, working out what happens when this person sings the lead, how do we arrange the harmonies differently, that sort of thing. So we worked on that kind of stuff for a long time before we went out and played a gig. And our debut EP came out last September. So more or less, unless you know that we've been doing this behind the scenes, we are essentially a band as of last September.
Right.
So having the EP has really opened doors in terms of people taking you seriously. Kind of treating you like a proper up and coming act. So this year we played Beautiful Days Festival in Exeter, which was amazing.
Yeah, it was a really good one, wasn't it?
Dart Festival in Dartmouth, so there's a bit of a Devon theme going on. They seem to like us down there. Where else did we play this year?
We've also supported Wildwood Kin in London.
Yeah.
Which we like, lovely girls, we're like great friends.
That was gonna have a good show,
Black Deer Festival,
yeah, that was the first year of that in Tunbridge Wells. That was really, really good as well. I think it sort of, as an upcoming band, you have to use, you know, the fact that you did a festival and these other artists are a part of it, you have to use those things to your advantage. And as time goes on, the more we can add to say that we've supported these guys, it does make people take you seriously before they click play on anything you've sent them.
And are you doing all of this in terms of contacting festivals and getting yourselves on the line? Are you doing all of that yourselves?
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything.
This tour, we've booked this whole tour ourselves. We've got one promoter working with us tomorrow night for London, which will hopefully be sold out in Camden. But other than that, it was us on the phone to the venues, finding out what was available, how much it cost, funded it all ourselves. We're a total indie band in the essence of a DIY act that is out there trying to make it happen.
So how do you find that then? Because I manage bands similar age to you, I guess, and I put tours together for them, and it's not an easy thing to do, particularly to find a string of dates that are all so you're not going zigzagging all around the country and you just try and play them in a fairly short space of time. Is that, how did you find that, putting the tour together in that sense?
Stressful.
Yeah.
It
took about 6 months to actually firm up where exactly we were going to go on what dates. But appreciating that it is all part of it. If you know, like us, you want to go out and eventually one day do this band for a living.
Yeah.
We're aware that we have to be on social media, doing, learning all that stuff, yeah, and how to promote ourselves, as yeah, well as writing songs and going out yeah, and gigging. And
a lot of people don't realise that, you know, it's not all about you just turning up and playing your gigs or recording your music. You know, particularly at your level, you have to do all the work behind the scenes as well, you know, to get the opportunity to play on the stage. So, yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break because we need to do a travel update, and then we'll come back and chat a bit more and get some more music from you in a second.
Across the city and South Cambridgeshire. Cambridge 105
Radio. It is 12:45. Matt's coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But in the meantime, we have Carousel in the studio, who will be able to see you play live at the Portland Arms tonight. So tell us a bit more about that gig. You're supported by Chris Fox, is that right?
Yeah. We didn't realise that we saw Chris at Cambridge Folk Festival.
Okay.
We turned up and we were getting some food, and we saw him playing on a stage. And then later on, when we were looking for sort of local acts who would come and open the show, he sort of was one of the strongest ones that we found and ones that we liked the most. So, yeah, go check out Chris Fox.
And then, so it's just Chris and then you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. And details in terms of times and tickets and prices and stuff?
They're £10 on the door.
Okay.
You can get them or in advance on our website, carouseluk.com. Doors are at 7:30.
Great.
If you want to be there.
Chris will be on at 8 o'clock. Yes. And we'll be on at
9
o'clock.
Okay. Cool.
Are you coming, Tim?
I can't tonight, unfortunately. No, I have a boring meeting to go to, which I'd rather come to your gig, but sadly I can't. I'm not sure Julian might be coming. He might want to twist his arm out in the green room there.
It's too late for him.
Yeah, he does breakfast now, so yeah, he's boring. He goes to bed at 7 o'clock. So, are there any other dates on the tour that you're particularly looking forward to for any particular reason?
Exeter.
Exeter, we're playing. It's kind of a wedding venue.
Oh,
but outside of this venue, you've got it's a medieval chapel. It's clay chapel, and it's looks mate. It looks like something out of Harry Potter or something like that. So we're really excited about that, and we've done 3 or so really busy gigs in Exeter now. So tickets have done really well for that. We're at the Green Note in London tomorrow, which is a little kind of well-renowned kind of for folk and Americana.
Intimate kind of venue. Yeah.
Very intimate. That hopefully will be packed out. Hometown show.
Hometown show. We should have said that one first, Rich. Yeah. Well, actually, no, we've done that enough. But
we don't want to get too excited.
So what's it like being on tour with each other? Is there anybody that has any particularly bad habits or anyone that's particularly annoying or...
I wouldn't say it's a bad habit, but there's a lot of jokes, isn't there? Jaw hurts just from being in the van an hour with these guys already. Yeah. there's a lot of food being eaten.
A lot of food. I think we get along reasonably well. I've been on tours before where, you know, by day 2, no one's talking to each other.
Oh, really?
It's absolute silence in the van. Mm. And and it's not like that at all. And I mean, we went on tour earlier this year for 4 days, and that was
a good taster.
That was a good taster. Mm. And this time, ironically, is kind of 4 days, little break, 4 days. So maybe we're just sticking to that. Maybe on the fifth day, it's all going to go down.
Yeah, we can only ever go on tour for 4 days, and that's it.
A little break from each other. Okay, well, thank you for coming in and dropping by. I appreciate you doing that, and hope the gig goes well tonight. I hope the rest of the tour goes well as well. You've got some stuff out on... you've released an EP or music online as well that people can find?
Yep.
Yeah, we released an EP last September, actually, almost to the day. But we've got a song coming out on Friday called Fire Song, and we're going to perform it to you.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you must send us that and we'll add it to our playlist as well. Because every now and again we play Don't Let It Die. I played it earlier on the show. So, we'll add that to our system as well. Awesome. Okay, so it's out on Friday, so this next track you're going to play.
Yep.
All right, when you're ready.
Tell us your stories. We've got until morning. The sun comes back again. Firelight, show us your heart. Teach me to restart a tale without time.
let's forget our names. I can't stand to stay the same. Fire and the song. We all need to have someone. Desire to belong, to mean something to someone. Together we stood, a friend in need. Pain hurts here, shoulder to shoulder. As my blood grows older, the time keeps on. Let's forget our names. I can't stand to stay the same. Fire and a song. We all need to have someone. Comes back again.